Welcome back to Raw Vegan Lens. I'm your host, Sherry Michelle. Let's go. Things are looking up. I juiced yesterday. I went to visit my Arabic family and my nephew who has Ewing's sarcoma. And it has come back and he's doing chemo again and he's in pain. And so it was a very emotional visit, very frustrating, but I did get them to consider juicing. In fact, his mom ordered a juicer. And I'm just hoping that his immune system has not been compromised to the point where juicing doesn't help. He's not eating very well, so I'm hoping that it's a good time for him to start juicing. I mean, ideally, I wish he would have juiced from the start, but they have such a circle of doctors and medical professionals and with their family and friends, and that was never going to be an option. And they just don't really believe in this sort of thing, but I had to bring it up again because it's just so frustrating. My big fear is that he will be chemoed to death, and the last thing we want, but it happens every day, right? So at the risk of annoying them again by mentioning raw vegan and juicing and fasting, I brought it up again because I think I would always regret it if I didn't. And I also know that I cannot ask him to juice or consider juicing without doing it myself. So that was it. I was juicing from the moment I left their house. So this is day two. I was really excited for Erica because she received a juicer as a gift. And so we're going to be able to do this together now. And as women with ADHD, it's just like I've said before, the easiest way to be raw and not worry about the fat and having to keep track of that. It's just pretty clear cut. You juice, you drink it, rinse and repeat. So I did say things were looking up. I didn't open that with a very sunshiny story there, did I, Sherry? But I'm returning to school and I've registered for my classes for medical coding and billing. And I think that will give me the structure and accountability that I need in work, as opposed to being self-employed and doing DoorDash and being underemployed, which is a classic ADHD trait, working far beneath your capabilities due to imposter syndrome and inconsistent energy and focus. So that's a year program. A year from now, I'll be finished with that, if everything lines up correctly with scholarships and assistance and all of that. Knock on wood. And I also got on at an airline. So as if December wasn't crazy enough with Christmas and traveling to Hawaii to do a dog sit, I added going back to school and applying for a job. Actually, I had applied for the job a while back, and it takes a while with the airline industry to set things in motion. So I actually don't have my orientation until January 8th. We get back the 6th, so that worked out well. I have my orientation for both on the same day, of course. But I just gave it to God. Like, it'll work out. I don't have the time slot on one of them, so I just did what I could with the time slot I had for the other, and it'll sort itself out. Maybe I'm not even supposed to do that program this year. Maybe I'll have to defer it a year. We'll see. I've done everything I can do. I've jumped through all the hoops and filled out all the paperwork. There was a mountain of it, but it's done. So And I do well with school. I like the structure. I like the accountability. I like deadlines. It like forces me to rise to the occasion, and setting those things for myself is a lot tougher. I'm not getting enough sleep. I know that. You probably guessed that, right? When is she sleeping? I don't know. Right now, because I'm working overnights dashing, I only sleep from like 10 in the morning until I get home about 9. Finally get to bed about 10 and get up about 2. Sometimes I can push that to like 6, but I had to get school stuff done today. So, and then at work, I end up taking a nap at some point, usually around 3 or 4, just because I decided, you know, a while ago that I wasn't going to do caffeine anymore to stay awake. I was going to sleep when I was super tired and, you know, not drive while I'm super tired. So I'm feeling a little better. I'm still overwhelmed, but I know that juicing will help with that. And that's the plan. I got my little tiny juicer. I should look and see what the brand is. I got it on Amazon. It was around $50. And it's little. I call it Barbie's Dream Juicer. It is AOBOSI, slow juicer. So it's a cold press. AOBOSI. Don't even know how that's pronounced. But yeah, it's small enough that I can take it with me to Hawaii. So that's pretty cool. And it works really well, actually. You just have to cut things up small to go in the chute. And that's okay. That's just what I'll do for now. I don't have a lot of other things that I wanted to talk about. I just wanted to touch base with you guys before the new year and let you know that things were looking up and that I'm on juice and I'm getting everything done. We still have a lot to do. We have to get the apartment ready for the dog sitter and get ready for our trip to my family in Iowa for Christmas. We'll be there for like a day and a half, and then we come back, bring Jebby home, put her in her crate, and go to the airport. So it's a lot. It's a whirlwind kind of thing, but you know, I kept checking in with my dowsing rods and my pendulum to make sure like it was the right thing to go to Iowa for Christmas this year. I don't want to disappoint anyone. It's hard enough that, you know, we've lost my sister and my niece. And so everybody's kind of like really needing us all to be there. And I just, yeah, didn't want to let anyone down. And I wanted to be there because I feel like, you know, I've developed a bit of a phobia. It's like, whose last Christmas is this? You know, I hate to think that way, but that's just my subconscious mind, you know, dealing with the reality of losing two family members I was very, very close to in a short period of time, and remembering their last Christmases and you know, the not knowing it was their last Christmas. So not going was not really an option for me, but I kept checking with the rods and the pendulum to make sure. Gabe was like, are you sure we should go this year? And a friend of mine too was like, oh, that's so much for you to deal with. And also just the fact that we've made a commitment to this couple in Hawaii on this dog sit. And so if we encountered bad weather or whatever, like that would be bad. But so far the weather looks good. And I've just tried to take all of that into consideration. Like, you just have to go with your gut, right? In the end, you have to listen to your gut and my gut says to go. And spend this important time with my family. It's part of our healing. Definitely part of my healing. So that's what we're going to do. And I have faith that it'll all work out. And I really look forward to just doing nothing in Hawaii except caring for this little dog, Lily, who is very much like Jebby in her personality. So I can't wait to meet her and meet this couple too, because I think in the future we may do swaps because they're from Chicago, and we all realize that could be really a cool situation to be able to swap places, since we're both on Trusted House Sitters anyway. And I really recommend that, by the way. It's brought a lot of cool adventures into my life, Trusted House Sitters. So check it out. I think they're the best of the house sitting opportunities out there, with their background checks and just thorough, nice website, nice support. Yeah. So yeah, Gabe is also looking forward to doing nothing. There's no one there that we need to take care of or meet with, or nothing we need to do. There might be some school emails that come through, just tying up loose ends at the end of the year. But other than that, like, we will not be working and we will be relaxing, because the year ahead is going to be a doozy. It's going to be challenging. But again, I know juicing is really, really going to help with that. So make it much more manageable. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being here. You could have done a lot of things with this 12 minutes. Like, you could have unloaded and loaded the dishwasher. You could have, 12 minutes. You could have taken the laundry out of the dryer, maybe folded it even, put it away. I don't know. Maybe. You could have snuggled with your fur babies and written in your journal. 12 minutes. You could have done a lot, but you were here with me, and that's really special to me, and I appreciate it, and I love you guys. Have a good new year. Have a happy and joyous new year.